The question of which genes are most closely linked to schizophrenia is the hot topic at the moment. There are some groups who have almost got star ratings for the genes. This is good news in a sense, because what it tells us is that actually the field is moving on. We've known for a very long time that genes are involved in schizophrenia. What's been very difficult is actually to pin down and name some of the likely culprits. There are a number of studies that have been done by a variety of groups that point to specific regions of the genome. And within those regions of the genome, there is a list of candidate, so-called candidate genes, any one of which might be a risk factor for schizophrenia. The big challenge is to sift through that list of possible candidates and come up with convincing evidence that one of that set is likely to be the most important smoking gun, if you like, in schizophrenia. Now, I should emphasize that we're not looking for one gene, we're not looking for two, we're looking for three, four, five, maybe 10, maybe 20, maybe even more genes that contribute to vulnerability to schizophrenia. Some individuals will have a particular constellation or grouping of those risk factors, and other individuals might have a different overlapping set of risk factors. So there's no one gene for schizophrenia, that we know for certain. We don't know the total number, but it's likely to be measured in the low tens, 10 to 20 perhaps, in my opinion. And if we look at the current state of play, then there are a number of genes that keep coming up in all the studies that are being done around the world. One of them is a gene called neuregulin. Another is a gene called dysbindin. A third gene probably exists on chromosome 22 for reasons that we could discuss later. And the fourth gene is the one that we've been most closely associated with, the so-called DISC1 gene.